I remember, Burton, when you mentioned years ago chelation therapy, I had no idea what you were talking about. So I'd study, I read the book, Alternative Medicine, and thumb through that section, and I finally began to realize that this is a very important thing for Americans to have to go through, too.
It is. You know, you had mentioned early in the show that clogged arteries and the calcium in the arteries.
Mm-hmm.
What causes that is infection. And there are tests like C-reactive protein that doctors do, the intelligent doctors who do chelation. That tells you the infection. And how this calcium builds up is when there's an infection in the blood supply, in the lining of your blood supply, it weakens. And so God, in her wisdom, tries to seal it up like a leak in a hose. And that's what builds up because of infection. So it's very, very important to keep your immune system up to date. But I'm 80 years old now. I have had 120 chelation therapies. And for the audience listening, the doctor puts a needle in the vein and puts an amino acid, an artificial amino acid, something called EDTA or calcium EDTA. And it sometimes does a Roto-Rooter work, but not always. But what it does is it pulls out the heavy metals in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the biggest problems in our society is heavy metals. And it's one of the major causes of autism. I'm doing a movie now for the silver screen. Working title is Do No Harm. And I'm covering things like mad cow's disease, autism, Alzheimer, cancer, and electric pollution. And in so doing, in studying autism, which is up in this country, 8,000% since 1970. It is now 26,100 kids a year being diagnosed with autism, where in 1970 it was 300.
Jeez.
It's up 8,000%. We're being poisoned to death and we're being starved to death in a land of plenty.
Robin, I want to bring you in now, Dr. Robin Falkov, who put this program together with us, Burton, and brought you in with us when I had mentioned that, you know, you're out there. Robin, you're a strong believer in chelation therapy. Robin, are you there?
Excuse me?
There you are. You're a strong believer in chelation therapy.
Yes. Yes, I am. And I was going to say, in regard to what Burton was saying about autism, it's now 1 in 150 children. That's what the newest studies put the rates at. And as we discussed before with Richard, I mean, he's a perfect example of how chelation has turned someone's life around. The thing to keep in mind is that it does not have to be intravenous chelation. That is the most effective when it is able to be tolerated by the patient. But there are oral forms. There are even formulations of EDTA that can be put in bath water. And Dr. Gary Gordon has those products available.
Yes, indeed.
Go ahead.
Well, that's very, very true. And even if you do intravenous, it's always best to take it orally so it doesn't get picked up within the stomach.
Yeah, well, with all of these therapies, I think with anything that you're treating in regard to a chronic condition or a therapy where you're trying to eliminate something, you need proper drainage to help the body to get rid of these things, just as Burton said, so it doesn't get reabsorbed once again.
Burton, are you finding that medical practitioners, doctors, are beginning to see the light here with alternative medicine?
Yes, there's far more people going to naturopaths and homeopaths like Robin. And by the way, in India, the number one medicine practiced in India is homeopathy. Why? Because it's inexpensive. And it works.
If you
know what you're doing. And that's because they don't have very much money. It's the number one medicine of India. Traditionally, of course, it was Ayurvedic.
You know, I had a story earlier on, Burton, that talks about vitamin K2 and its ability, too, to chop up some of the calcification in the arteries. First-time study. Are we beginning to get more and more scientific studies about natural supplements in order to back up our ability to just cure ourselves?
Here's a story. You know, conventional medicine has a double-blind study. They do not allow anything but that one particular substance to be used. The holistic physician, the alternative physician, the integrative physician, can't use just one therapy. One size shoe and one size bra doesn't fit all. You've got to first detoxify the body. You've got to find out what poisons are there, remove those poisons, and then feed the body. For instance, I did a documentary on depression. Well, everyone with depression requires a different amino acid that they're starved for. You feed the body what you're starved for, and voila, you get well. So the conventional method of studying is totally off base. You need to be specific for the patient. I think Robin mentioned it before. We have one of my doctors in my film says, if you've seen one patient with autism, you've seen one patient with autism. They're similar, but you have to treat them uniquely. And this is called custom medicine. It's specific for the individual. And that is a whole different way of approaching things. Doctor's time in the office. Usually, you know, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. They give you a shot and off you go. But in alternative medicine, they've got to look at your body and see which organs are malfunctioning. And what are you deficient in? What are you excessive in? And so it's complicated, and it requires more time. Many more physicians are coming to it. This weekend, we're going to have a session down in Orlando for the A4M, the anti-aging group. And the more and more are coming around to it, but there aren't enough schools teaching it because conventional medical schools are financed by the pharmaceutical industrial complex.
Sure.
And they don't want these doctors to know about it.